Philadelphia City Council candidates in rapidly changing neighborhoods pitched voters on solutions to rising home prices and accused one another of being in the pocket of the real estate industry. WHYY's Ryan Briggs reports on what voters decided in two districts.
West Philadelphia has seen over $1 billion in new development over the past decade. Home prices have spiked and rents have soared. Voters like Kate Ward Goss wanted to know what candidates were going to do about their changing neighborhoods.
I want to see some new ideas in how we address developers and how we consider the balance between development in the community, but also the needs of the community and what homeowners want as opposed to developers.
Former urban planner Jamie Gauthier challenged longtime incumbent Jani Blackwell, saying the six-term councilwoman had done favors for developers. Blackwell, meanwhile, slammed her opponent for receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars in support from a dark money group with business ties. In the end, voters decided it was time for new blood. Gauthier won the primary by a wide margin, virtually ensuring a general election victory in her heavily Democratic district. At a victory party, she said affordable housing would be her top priority.
People are, you know, so scared about their property tax increases. They're so scared that their rents are going up. They're so scared that they barely recognize their community. So that's really where I want to dig in first.
Across town in South Philadelphia's rapidly gentrifying Point Breeze neighborhood, residents like Isaiah Martin also said gentrification was a major issue.
It's kind of overwhelming for those of us who are aged and who have history here, who have been in this community, and all of a sudden now we seem to be pushed out. We were taxed out, bought out.
Attorney Lauren Vitas challenged 7-year incumbent Kenyatta Johnson, criticizing him for steering city land to friendly developers. But Vitas moved to the neighborhood just 10 years ago, and Johnson ran as a native, promoting legislation he helped pass that blunts property tax increases for longtime homeowners. Ultimately, residents like Martin turned out for Johnson. Martin says he trusts the councilman to bring more equity to area development.
We see a lot of people coming in our communities, not people of color, and they're doing a lot of work. And then we see the people of color standing on the corners and they're unemployed, don't have jobs.
People in both districts agreed gentrification was a big problem. But after the votes were tallied, residents in West Philly wanted new ideas. In South Philly, they chose a familiar face. Ryan Briggs, WHYY News.